If you choose which commands you will obey and which you don't obey, you aren't obeying at all.
Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. I say it to Him over and over, Lord, do anything you want with me, at any cost, work your will in me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. Thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about me, obey him. I had a letter from a lady who says, "Help me, please. I am so torn. I am married to a man who says he's a Christian, but he hasn't given God control over his life. I'm trying with all my heart to be the woman God wants me to be, but it is so hard to do that. I work full-time against my will." Her husband is asking her to work, and she wishes she could stay home with her daughter, but her husband asks her to work. Then she says, "We were almost to the point of divorce when I started tithing from my income. I finally stopped, and now he handles most of the money. He doesn't complain about me overspending on clothes or things for the house, but he hates it when I give to the church. God has told me to get out of the way and let him handle my husband." Well, I think God has to tell a lot of us to get out of the way and let him handle our husbands. She says, "I'm struggling with selfishness, and I know God is calling me to give up self. But I have a lot of resentment toward my husband, and I'm afraid to give him a part of me." I repeat the verse with which I began the program. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. I think the idea of submitting to our husbands strikes fear into the hearts of most of us women. And this wonderful little book by Elizabeth Rice Hanford is called Me, Obey Him. And I'm going to read you some more of this book, but before I do that, I have to make a confession. The very day that I was to prepare this talk, my husband was leaving for the airport. He kept interrupting me as I sat at my typewriter, asking for help in packing, advice as to how to pack the fresh lobsters he was taking to his friends in Atlanta, wanting a plastic jar with a lid so he could transport some maple syrup to some other friends, etc. I was irritated and resentful of the interruptions. I have to prepare X number of talks per day in order to be ready when Linda comes from Omaha to do the recording of Gateway to Joy. We had been on many long trips, and I was approaching the deadline and felt I didn't need interruptions. How many times have I exhorted my listeners to receive exactly what God gives every moment, trusting that this is His loving and wise arrangement, best for me? Well, I failed. Of course, I know that it was the will of God for me to comply with Lars's wishes, with his needs in this case. I know that. But am I claiming it's easy? Not by a long shot. Let me read on. God will not punish a woman who misses church because her husband forbids her to go to church and she obeys him. Certainly, if she misses church for any reason, she'll need to keep her spiritual life strong by careful attention to the Scripture and earnest prayer, nor will she use that as an excuse for careless living. Still, God will hold her husband accountable if she cannot attend church because of his command. Again, if a woman feels a deep burden to give tithes and offerings to the Lord and her husband forbids it, the Scripture in Numbers 30 plainly says he has that right, and that he will bear her iniquity. Isn't it wonderful that God sees the longings of a woman's heart? He rewards her, not for what she gave, but for what she wanted to give. This poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury, Jesus said in Mark 12:42-44, of the woman who gave two mites, for all they did cast in of their abundance. But she, of her want, did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Don't forget that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. We do not make him poorer when we cannot give. We do enrich him by our obedience. Recently, God answered prayer in a marvelous way for a friend I'll call Estelle. She felt led of God to pledge a certain amount for a church building fund. She asked her husband, and he said, certainly not. We couldn't possibly afford that much. She asked me, since I earn the money, couldn't I use it for that if I felt led? That was a hard question to ask a preacher's wife when I knew how badly that money was needed. But I sighed and shook my head. No, Estelle, do it God's way. Obey your husband. Let God take care of the needs of the church. She cried some, for she loves the Lord and she wants to serve him. She didn't mention it to her husband again. A week later, she came just brimming with joy. Guess what? I got a raise. It will total the exact amount I wanted to give to the Lord. And you know what? My husband says we can give it all. There are ways that God can bless the woman who follows her husband's leadership and still find joy in serving God. Look at it this way. If you choose which commands you will obey and which you don't obey, you aren't obeying at all. You are doing all the time what you decided to do. Would you let a child of yours obey that way? If your baby reached for the scissors and you said no, would you let your baby decide whether or not that was a reasonable command? Don't be ridiculous, you'd say. How could a baby know the danger in a pair of scissors? Exactly. Suppose you have a teenager who had been told never to use the car without permission. Suppose he does. Suppose he takes a group of young people from the church down to the rescue mission for a service. If, when you rebuked him, he said piously, "Well, Mom, I'm supposed to obey God, not man. God wanted me to serve in this way." Would you approve? Certainly not. No child could know all that was involved in using the car. And since when does the end justify wrong means? You don't let your child decide which orders they obey. Unless there is obedience all the time, there is no obedience any of the time. So if you choose when to obey your husband, you are not obeying him at all. You are simply doing your own will, and sometimes it happens to coincide with his wishes. So we'll agree that a woman may not obey a lesser command to thwart a major command of God. And may I put in my own parenthesis here that I don't think the word submission means anything at all until you think your husband is making a mistake. Isn't that right? You don't struggle with submission if you agree. Elizabeth Hanford's book goes on. What if a husband expressly commands something explicitly wrong? What if he expressly, positively, beyond the shadow of a doubt, commanded his wife to do something explicitly wrong, something plainly forbidden in Scripture? What if he told her to murder their child? What if he insisted she commit adultery? Do the Scriptures require her obedience under such circumstances? When women ask me this question, I counter with two of my own. Number one, have you been living in daily obedience to your husband as part of your wholehearted, loving submission to God? This is an essential part of the problem. If a woman has not been submissive, God has no responsibility for her situation and cannot be blamed if her husband requires something wrong. Question number two, has your husband ever actually commanded you to do something wrong? In the hundreds of times I have asked these questions, not once, if my memory is right, has a woman answered, "Yes, I am always obedient, and yet my husband has required me to break one of God's laws." Never. Why? Because when a woman takes God at his word, submits to her husband without reservation, fears God and loves him, then God takes upon himself the responsibility to see that a woman does not have to sin. I am aware that ungodly men sometimes demand things of their wives that are revolting and wrong. and you can tell me of many other cases. But the fact remains that I have never known of a case where, when a woman said to her husband, "I will obey you implicitly, as if you were God, and trust you to make the right decisions for me," then set about doing it in loving, sweet, heart-yearning submission, that he required her to do wrong. Recently, a girl whom I'll call Diane knocked on the door. "Libby," she wept, "I just found out that we are going to have a baby at last. But my husband says it upsets all his plans. He wants me to have an abortion. What shall I do?" Now, abortion is plainly wrong, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Should Diane do what her husband requires? We prayed together, earnestly asking God to change her husband's heart about it. A week later, she came again. "You wouldn't believe what has happened to my husband. He apologized, said he was wrong, says of course we'll have the baby and love it too." If God tells a woman to obey, then he performs whatever miracle is necessary to make her able to obey. It may be that we are no longer accustomed to expecting the intervention of an almighty God in our personal lives. It may be that we don't expect miracles, and so God can't do any miracles. He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Matthew 13:58. God put a ram in the thicket so Abraham would not have to slay his son. God arranged circumstances so David did not have to fight his own king. 1 Samuel 29:9-11. God made enough manna to fall on the sixth day so that no one would have to break the Sabbath to get something to eat. God just does not make people choose between commands. He is not that kind of a God.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.